All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program. The final day of January, January 31. Happy Tuesday. As the first month of 2017 escorts itself out the front door. But you know what, Keith? We don't, for once, and we don't say this very often, we might miss January. January had 4 or 5 days in the 60s. January had 4 or 5 days in the 50s. January hasn't brought too much snow for us to have to dispose of, remove, clean, scrape, or whatever else.
Could we just skip to like the end of or mid-March?
I would just hit rewind. I would take a 31-day February if we could do it with January's weather. Would that be fair? Would you sign up for that right now?
I want something a little warmer.
I don't know if February guarantees that. I know what January gave me. I don't mind that again. And today, it's a great example. When you went out this morning to hop in your car, you're not scraping anything.
That's right.
You're not
That's
slipping
right.
and sliding around. It was 39 degrees when we got started with you just after 7 o'clock. Give me an update now. What does your weather app tell you, Keith? Are we past 40 yet?
Yeah.
Sweet. 41 downtown at WGCL. On our way to 45 today. Cloudy skies, only a 10% chance of precipitation. So that's not bad. Not bad at all. That's how we're going to be all week long. We're going to be cloudy for the most part. But no precip until Sunday, where we might see some morning snow slash sleet slash rain. Well, it's just going to depend on where we
fall. You have any change in your pocket?
No, I don't.
Because I'm trying to get money to put out a hit on that little rodent in Pennsylvania.
We're not. We're having a big tailgate party on Thursday. Margaret didn't tell you she's making you a groundhog costume?
Really?
Yeah.
We're
going to go. We've partnered up with Taco Bell over here. We're going to go in the
Parking lot?
In their parking lot.
Yeah.
And have a large tailgate party in our MC and parking lot parliamentarian will, interestingly enough, be Tim Mayer.
Good for him.
Tim, so we'll see you on Thursday for the big Groundhog Day festivities.
Really?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, it's a complete bold-faced lie. Uh-huh. But it would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be fun.
I mean, who else
and
does a tailgate for
I
the Groundhog?
I don't think we'd see the sun from what you're telling me. So.
No, and that's a good thing, right? Because if Phil sees his shadow... That's
right.
That's bad.
But Tim can't tap into the groundhog food by taking it from the Super Bowl Sunday food.
Yes, he can. Tim can do anything he wants. He's the parliamentarian, Keith. That's why we'd have him.
That's true.
That's why we'd have such royalty for such a large event as a Groundhog Day tailgate. Well, maybe we'll do this next year. Maybe that'll be our goal for 2018 to have some. Well, you know, they do it in Pennsylvania, right, Tim?
That's right.
Punxsutawney, they've got the parade and the special gloves to hold up the big rodent. We should look into that here.
Quiz for you before we start with Tim.
All right, go ahead.
What time do the city council meetings start?
They start at 6:30.
Tim.
I'm convinced of that. Tim, we didn't get a chance to last week, but Tim Mayer is on the city council. He is the parliamentarian, and those new meetings do start Wednesdays at 6:30. Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Good. Well, we've got all the groundhog activities out of the way now. What are you guys doing on Groundhog Eve tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will meet again at 6:30. We have two things on the agenda. One is to allocate some money from the Industrial Development Fund to a company named Envisage. And then we're going to pass a resolution to authorize the city to sell some city-owned property.
What does the industrial fund mean, and what does it do?
Well, first of all, the company is Envisage. They are a software developer. They've been here in Bloomington since, I believe, 2001. I think that's correct.
We saw their article in the paper a week ago or so. They're in Fountain Square, trying to grow and get bigger.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And they've already grown once, and now they're getting ready to grow again. So there is a fund that is put together by monies from the state and from an area that we have developed within our downtown called the Community Revitalization Enhancement District. It's typically known as the CREED. What the CREED allows the city to do is to capture taxes within that district, to be used within that district for...
How is that different than a TIF or one of those deals?
It's different because it takes a portion of the... first of all, it's a state... it comes from the state legislature that allows us to do this.
Okay.
And it actually takes a portion of the employee income tax and sets it aside for use. So that's different than a TIF. A TIF is basically a property tax base.
Gotcha.
Does this pot have limits, Tim, on how much money there is in it, or is it undefinable?
Yes, and actually I believe that this will sunset it, I forget the year, but it will sunset in the near future. So that money is set aside for economic development and retention.
And that checks all the boxes, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I think... I unfortunately wasn't at the meeting last week, but from what I understand, the council was receptive to it. So it's good. And I think what they're looking towards is when the trades district builds out, that they will seek offices in that development. So, but they do, from what I understand, they do not want to become a developer and a builder and a building owner. They want to lease their space on into the future. So whether it be in Fountain Square or whether it be in the Trades District. So.
And this money is going to help them expand space-wise and employee-wise?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not going to expand the space. The space is what it is. But what, from what I understand, CFC Properties has already started to relocate people within existing businesses within Fountain Square, so that they can combine or get closer to their offices, closer to each other, they being in Visage. So it's an opportunity to make it more efficient for in Visage. So that's the plan. Yeah.
And what else do you have on the agenda for tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will be also we have a resolution to put some property that the city owns up for sale. It's on West 3rd Street, in the vicinity of the auto parts store, Corey Lane, the master rental.
Okay, I know what you mean.
City purchased some properties way back when development of 3rd Street, the expansion of 3rd Street was going forward. And they've used the property that they need, so now it's the remainder is up for sale. So it's, I believe it's 1910 and 1914 are the West 3rd Street addresses for those two properties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty quiet start so far. We have no legislation for first reading tomorrow night, so I'm not sure what's forthcoming, but I do know that council members will be meeting with the mayor and his offices Friday in a staff council work session to discuss upcoming legislation. So I'll have enough to talk to you about next week, but
okay.
I don't have much this week. So.
Let me take you back to that property thing. Is the process on that sealed bids, or how do you determine whether or not you can get in on getting that property?
You know, that's a good question. I suspect what happens is that it probably is a sealed, I don't know, but I suspect what happens, it's a sealed bid and it goes through the Public Works Department.
But the first step is the City Council has to approve it being put up for sale.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
What is your role in the Trades District? We saw the Redevelopment Commission. They had a meeting last night, and they'll have another one on the February 6th at the Atrium in City Hall from 5 to 7.
That is correct.
And tell me what you guys are doing with that.
Well, at this point, we are just like the citizens of the community. We... basically what we did when we, being City Council, when we adopted the master plan for the Trades District way back when under Mayor Crozan's administration, that basically ended the work that the council would do on that on that project. Then most of the decisions are made through the Redevelopment Commission. Unless there is a major change in fiscal structure of some sort, which I kind of doubt will happen, I think that would be about the only thing that would bring the council back into legislative action. So I don't foresee much work from the council at this point. So.
Well, that's good. Because we don't want to wear you out here early in the year.
Well, that's true. And but the Trades District, will take... Basically, what I understand was discussed last night, I couldn't make that meeting, was the basic layout for how the land will be divided up, and where the streets will be, where the sidewalks will be, basically the infrastructure of the project. And it didn't talk about the buildings per se. It talked about location of buildings and location of streets, sidewalks, and all those things. So.
And if you're like parliamentarian Tim Mayer and couldn't make it to last night's meeting, that's fine. There'll be another one coming up Monday, February 6th from 5 to 7 at the atrium at City Hall. If you can't make that one either, you can also go to the city's website and offer comment on they'll take you to the renderings. And if you have comments, you can always get involved via the internet on that. So if you have any ideas, suggestions, or anything else what goes on there, that's going to be quite a large development there.
It is. It is going to be a large development, and they've already authorized the building of residential units across the street on the west side of Rogers, just to the south of 11th Street. So that project will start to be developed, I have to assume, this spring. So the Redevelopment Commission has given its blessing, and I believe the Plan Commission has given its blessing. So it's going forward. So. Yeah, so we're going to see a lot of development there. And then, of course, go back to last year and the discussion about the Duke Energy transformer site. that'll be coming out of the ground. So a lot of activity right around 11th and Rogers.
Tim, the front pages of everywhere, all the newscast, everything, talking about sanctuary cities and things like that. If something like that were to happen in Bloomington, is that business of the city council to make that happen?
That's a good question. And I know council members are discussing it, and I believe there's a group that will be meeting with the mayor to discuss it. I'm not sure. I mean, the city council can always do a resolution, and that is a very distinct possibility. But I think people are trying to figure out the best way to go forward with this, and there are implications that may be extremely negative to the city, potentially, regarding federal funds. And so it's not known at this point in time what's going on, so people are trying to figure it out and go forward in a very positive way. So. You know, I think Bloomington is a very open and welcoming mm-hmm. community, so we've got that base covered. But how you handle people in terms of what other governing bodies may be, requesting or expecting, that's the open-ended question.
What kind of money are we talking here, Tim?
I don't know.
Loss of federal funds?
Sure.
Yeah.
I would think possibly community development block grant monies could be in jeopardy. I don't think they can touch law enforcement monies. I don't know. I really don't know.
So that's something someone's going to have to look at before any large decisions are going to be made, whether...
Exactly.
Because the law of unintended consequences could say...
That's right.
At this point, though, Tim...
One of my fellow council members says, don't poke the bear.
Yeah, exactly right.
At this point, though, nothing official, just talk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and I haven't had an opportunity to get to the front page of the HD, but I know there is an article about it today on the front page. So.
Well, and one of the things the article mentions is that it's not as easy as it might appear to be on the surface.
That is correct. I don't think you can just put your flag in the ground and say, here we are.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, some people think that's how government works these days. You can just snap your fingers and things happen. But thankfully, our process and system doesn't allow that to happen on multiple levels.
That's true.
It's good we have to yell at each other and bring sleeping
bags.
And
at some point, you have to, and I think that point is early in the discussion, is you have to respect people, and how they're viewed and how they're handled when they come in contact with the governing body one way or another. So I think we have to be very cautious about how we go forward. But I do think we should respect, everyone within our community, regardless of where they come from or how they got here. So,
what's that old legislative thing, legislate in haste, regret in leisure?
Yes, something like that.
Well, that's catchy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put that on a bumper sticker. You sell one of
right.
them.
Right. Oh, I like the do no harm one better.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. The City Council parliamentarian checks in with us most Tuesdays just after 8:05 to get us ready for Wednesday night's new time here in 2017. 6:30 meetings at the council chambers at City Hall down there at the Showers Plaza. So light lifting, but you think after this late week meeting you'll see some stuff start to percolate here in February?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, right. I think the mayor's going to be asking the council to start doing some serious work. So.
Public input on this tomorrow, Tim?
I'm sorry?
Public input on this tomorrow?
I'm sorry, say again.
Can the public say things about this tomorrow?
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, yes, of course.
Always.
You know, council meetings are structured so that at the beginning of the meeting, we hear from council members giving reports to the community. The mayor and their office, his office, gives presentations if necessary, and then we go to the public where they have 20 minutes, 5 minutes maximum per speaker, and they're invited to come and give their position on any issue. So, and then we go into the actual legislation, and during the legislation, the public is always invited to comment on the legislation. So whether you have an interest in it or not, interest being fiscal or personal, you can still come to the microphone and give your opinion. And we always have a public comment at period at the end of the council meeting as well. So, there's ample opportunity for the public to become engaged in city council.
Just bring your parking meter money and away you go. 6:30 tomorrow night, and we will get a recap. And again, it'll be busy after this meeting late in the week with the mayor.
Well, actually, I just want to correct one thing. There is free parking.
Whoa!
In the city parking lot, council meeting nights, every evening after 5 o'clock is free parking in the city hall parking lot.
Underneath where the farmer's market is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you owe me $38 then. I didn't know that.
You put money in the meter?
I don't want to give
it. Or just somebody
park.
Standing there.
I park across the street because it's closer, and I'm out of $1.50.
I was going to say you can park in the city parking lot, city hall parking lot, after hours and through the night until, and I don't want to give the time because I don't know.
Don't do that, right.
An early morning hour. You could go park at 5 o'clock and pick up your car and leave at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
And it's free parking. Yeah.
Don't forget that. Don't be late, though.
Yeah.
Don't be late.
But, yeah, there are signs that tell you when you can and cannot do that, so read the sign carefully, but you can't park in the city hall parking lot.
They wrote a song about signs, didn't they?
After hours, yep.
Good stuff. All right, we're excited to hear you next Tuesday, and the plate will be fuller, and we understand that. Welcome back to
Thank
to
you.
The program. And
thank you.
366 days from now, the Groundhog Day Tailgate 2018. I'll send you the RSVP to make sure
you know,
we
I think
get
we'll
that
have
in
to
writing.
Create a committee, don't you think?
We'll have a meeting to create a committee to
public
see what
comment,
time our
though.
Meeting is. Well, it's always public comment. That's right. We want this community involvement. You handle the PETA end of this. I'll handle the groundhog.
There you go.
And by PETA, I mean the flatbread you put it on. And that'll be
the groundhog, you mean?
Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Maybe. We're still here. Good job as always, Tim. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Tim Mayer. He is the city council parliamentarian. Checks in with us most Tuesdays to keep us updated and in line of what's happening.